Blog Talk Radio.
Amen, 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 and amen again. I tell you, it is a good thing to give thanks. I need to pause for just 1 second. I'm trying to get Mother Janie on the line. If she can hear me, ask her to please hang up her line. It is ringing busy. I need to call her right now. All right, if you can get a message to her for me, please do. I'm going to try her again. I'm unable to get Mother Janie on the line. I need someone that know her cell number to tell her to hang up her line, please. Her phone is ringing busy. Thank you so much. If you have her cell phone number, tell her to hang up the landline so I can call her. But in the meantime, to God be the glory. The enemy has been very, 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 very on this week. He is acting up. He's doing everything he can to try to stop and block progress. We know what God has promised us. We know what God has told us. And our faith is being tried. I thank God for Jesus on this evening. And I thank Jesus for his blood. There is no one greater than the God I serve. God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. I thank God that I know a risen Savior on tonight. Yes, there are things that come our way, but we can't give up on God. Because he won't give up on us. While I'm trying to reach Mother Janie, I'm going to let you all listen to the Sean Mitchell say, God is turning it around. That's a message for who's on the line tonight with us. God is turning it around. It won't always be like this. Sooner or later, it will turn in your favor because God is turning it around for you. You listen to this song while I try to track down our Mother Janie. Oh, bless his name. For some reason, the enemy don't want Mother on the line. Last week he blocked, and that this week he's blocking. But God is a good God, and he's worthy to be praised. I'm telling you, my patience and my faith have been tried on this week so far. Today is just Wednesday. But I can't let go of God's unchanging hand. I've got to build my hope on things eternal and hold to God's unchanging hand. I cannot keep looking at things with the natural eye, but I've got to see in the spirit this God who never fails. Ah, God, I put your word on tonight. He never fails. Never fails. Never lost a case. Never lost a battle. God is in control. He's turning it around. Not just for me, but he's turning it around for you. Faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. When your natural eyes show you what's not going to be, let your spirit show I show you what's already done. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. Ooh, I thank God. I'm excited, as you all know. First, let me give honor to God. I'm giving honor to God. And his son, Son Jesus Christ. I thank him for this day, for he didn't have to do it, but he did. He woke me up this morning, started me on my way. He didn't have to do it, but he did. His mercy is made new every morning, and he had me included in that morning mercy. Because if I wasn't included, and if you wasn't included in the morning mercy, you wouldn't be here. Lord, you brought me from a mighty long way. I thank you, Jesus. I thank you, Jesus. I thank you, Lord. Lord, you brought me from a mighty long way. I thank him because he brought me from a mighty long way. If you don't think he's brought you from a mighty long way, you must not drive a car. Because I'm still able to pull up to the gas pump and put gas in my car. I don't like the price, but I'm not denied. I'm able to buy the gas and ride. Lord, you brought me from a mighty long way. I thank you, Jesus. I thank you, Jesus. I thank you, Lord. Oh, yeah. Oh, you brought me. Yes, you have. From a mighty long way. Thank you, sweet Jesus. Oh, bless his name. I'm going to decrease, and I'm going to allow this young man to sing us a song on this evening. And we're just going to bless his holy name. Is that all right? I know it's all right. Because the Lord said it's all right. Listen to the words of this song. Yes, yes.
But not this fear. Cast down earth. Not destroyed. Don't understand. But I believe. It's turning around for me. I've had struggle and disappointment. Their hunger felt so alone. Some of my friends let me down. But I still believe turning around for me, around for me, around for me, around for me, turning around for me, around for me. Can you just say it into the atmosphere? Around for me. Around for me, turning around,
turning around
for me.
Turning around.
it won't always be like this. The Lord will perfect that concerning me. Sooner or later, turn in my favor.
Amen. Sooner or later, it will turn in your favor. For God is turning it around for you. Come on, somebody, clap your hand and tell the Lord, thank you for what he's done for you and what he's going to continue to do for you. Sooner or later, it will turn in your favor because the Lord himself is turning it around for you. I mean, how much more encouragement do you need on this evening? Just to know that the Lord, he himself is turning it around for you. It won't always be like this, for the Lord will perfect his concern sooner or later. Come on, you got to tell yourself that the Lord is turning it around. For me, if I was you, I would get up and I'd turn around three times. And each time I turn, I say, he's turning it. He's turning it. He's turning it. Yes, he is. He's turning it around. Fred, my not be when you want him to turn it, but he's turning it around and around and around. And I watch you and I watch you. He's turning it around for you on this evening. It won't always be like this. Lord, it feel like my skull is raising up. It won't always be like this sooner or later. Maybe we need to use a better word than sooner or later. But sooner or later is what he's saying. It may not be right now soon, but later. He's turning it. If you don't get it today, later is coming. That's why you gotta hold on. For the change is coming. Feel it in the atmosphere. Hold on, my brother. Hold on, my sister. Hold on, my child. He's turning it around for you. Change is coming sooner or later. I know we want God to do the sooner right now. You know, when we preachers have a bad habit of praying, and we say, right now, God. I think what we should say is, thank you right now, God, for you turning it around for me. Right now, God, I need you to do it right now, God. I think we need to go back to school and get a little more respect when we're talking to Abba Father and say, God, I thank you for doing it right now. Oh, I know we don't mean any harm. We're excited, but words have life, and we need to think about what we're saying. We're making a command on God. Sooner or later. My God, I couldn't get Mother Janie alive and still busy. And it will turn in your favor. You got to hold on. Don't give up. Hold on. My sister, hold on. My brother, hold on. My friend, hold on. A couple of hours ago, I felt like giving up myself. Oh, God, I felt like throwing in the towel and said, what's the use? But I had to think about where the Lord has brought me from. Jesus. Because I know that my husband can do better than what they're offering him. They're offering him to just lie in bed and sleep all day. There's better than that for him. They think it's the norm. But I believe God. With all that's within me, I believe God. He has given us miracle after miracle after miracle after miracle. One more miracle won't be too much for him to do. I can't give up now. I've come too far from where I started from. Nobody told me, Amashi, that this road would be easy, but I don't believe he's brought me this far to leave me. Oh, I'll give thanks unto the Lord. The songwriter said, I'll sing praises to your name. Oh, Lord, I'll sing praises to your name. I'll sing praises to your name, oh, God. I just thank God for Jesus on tonight, and I thank him for his blood. I have a special request tonight that a door will open, a bed will open for my husband to get into rehab, because if he doesn't get into rehab, they're going to make sure every muscle in his body stop working, and he's too old to pull it by himself. I'm asking every of you that's on this call tonight to ask God to open up a rehab, not a nursing home, but a rehab, so that they can start working with what's left and bring life back into this man's body, the life of movement. They just let him lay all day. I sat there with him from 10:30 this morning until 4 o'clock this afternoon. And the news wasn't good that I got at 4:10. And I just felt like I could just take my car. I see I'm still human. Even though I preach the gospel, I'm still human. Even though I sing my song, I'm still human. The spirit don't thrive with us always, but every now and then a wind will come and it will shake us. But we have to bend, but we don't have to break. But I said, I feel just like driving this car and just run over everybody out here. My flesh was having a pity party. But my spirit man said, not so. It won't always be like this. Sooner or later, turn in your favor. God is turning it around for you. God is turning it around for me. Oh, bless his name. I feel Jesus in this place. I don't have time for foolishness. I gotta tell somebody that to the utmost, Jesus saves. To the utmost, Jesus saves. Jesus will pick you up and he will turn you around. Yes, hallelujah. Jesus saves. I believe that song starts like, I've heard the joyful sound. And I'll tell it all around. Jesus saves. Hallelujah. Jesus saves. To the utmost. Jesus saves. He'll pick you up. And he'll turn you around. Mm-hmm. Hallelujah. Glory. Hallelujah. Jesus saves. My God, today I feel better. So much better since I laid my burden down. But my flesh was disappointed. But my spirit man says, hold on. A change is coming. Oh, I thank God for God being God on this evening. I watch my husband. I watch my mother. Just lay there until they withered away. And I said, God, not again. Not again, God, please, not again. Oh, bless his name. I salute you, those of you that's on the line with me tonight. God bless you, my sister Jackie, and to Mother Janie, wherever she is at this time. I bless God for her. And for you from the West Coast of California to the coast of Long Island, New York, I bless God for you. Thank God for those of you in North Carolina, South Carolina, Georgia, wherever you are listening to this program tonight or later in the week in the archives, Virginia, about, I bless God for you on tonight. I've got a good report in spite of what I had to deal with on today. My brother who was ill and in the hospital for over a week, we were praying for him that God would allow this surgery to work because he's on dialysis. My older brother, Melvin, and they had to put the shot from one arm to the next, and so far it seems to be working. It's working well enough that they could pull the fluid off of him. And thank God he called me this afternoon before I left the hospital with my husband and said, I'm going home. I'm just waiting for transportation. So I thank God, because they told me last week it would be a while before he could come home. But look at God, how God can get in it with prayer and turn things around. God can act like a kitchen aid. You know what a kitchen aid is? It's a beater. It mixes stuff. It makes dough for cookies and dough for pot crust, and it makes cakes and the batters. It spins around and whip up your butter and your sugar and your eggs, and then you put your flour and you got one of the best pound cakes there is, made with the machine by kitchen aid. God is the best aid we could ever have, because he can get into the situation and turn it around for you. I'm excited about what the Lord can do. I remember being 3 years old, not much, only what they told me, that when I was 3 years old, they stood me up before the audience in the church, stood me in the center aisle, and told me to sing. And my pastor's wife, God bless her dear heart, Mother Mabel King, Mother King said, Patty, be afraid. She said, the people will be looking at you, but don't you be afraid. She said, look at that window right there. Don't look at the people to the left or to the right of you. Just stare straight at that window. And we have a beautiful cathedral window at my church in Southampton, New York, at King's Chapel. And that window is tall, and it's oval-shaped, beautiful, stained glass. She said, look at that window and sing your song. And I sang, it is no secret what God can do. What he's done for others, he'll do for you. With arms wide open, he'll pardon you. It is no secret what God can do. And I want to let you know tonight that there is no secret what God can do. He makes known his deeds. He make known his deeds, what he does. He make known that he turned water. Jesus did it. He took water and he turned it to wine. He made known what he did. He spoke to the wind and told it, peace be still. He make known of his deeds and what he does. He hung on Calvary's cross and he said, it's finished. He let you know that mission was being on the cross was not in vain. Mission accomplished. When it was finished, he let the whole world know it is finished. And the Bible said he yielded up the ghost. Ah, God, he make known what he does. He makes the sun to shine. He makes the moon to shine. He makes the stars to shine. He makes known of what it is that he does for us. Ah, he will always be like this. Sooner or later, it'll turn in your favor. God is turning it around for you. Don't you believe it? Why not? Why not? You believe that the air carry your tire is going to roll and get you from point A to point B, but you can't believe that God got all power. You can't believe that God can fix it. Let Jesus fix it for you, for he knows just what to do. And whenever you pray, let him have his way. Oh, let Jesus fix it for you. Come on, church. Let Jesus fix it for you. Oh, yeah. He knows just what to do. Whenever you pray, just let him have his way. Oh, let Jesus fix it for you. Oh, yes, he will. Won't he do it? Yes, he will. Won't he do it? Yes, he will. Won't he do it? Yes, he will. It's already done. Mother Janie said, he's already done. What did he say he gonna do? It's already done. What he said he gonna do. I tell you, my hour is growing close to nearing the end for the program. I remember back in the day in 2012 when I first got on the air, I preached for 2 hours. Lord, I didn't have such stuff to know that I didn't have to preach that long. But the people didn't hang up, though. I had some good stuff for them. In fact, I didn't preach the whole 2 hours, but I was on the air for 2 hours. I had a lot of songs. I had Dr. Scott to play a lot of meaningful songs that encouraged the listeners because they could remember the words to the song many times before they remember what your message was. They remember the song many times because, see, the enemy comes to steal the word from you. And you can say, oh, she really preached. Oh, he preached. What did he preach from? I don't know, but he preached. I don't know, but she preached. Well, what are the choir saying? Don't forget the family prayer. Jesus going to meet you there. Oh, the choir sung. Oh, when Patty got up to sing, never mind what Patty preached, but when Patty got up to preach, she tore up going up yonder to be with my Lord. They remember that I sang going up yonder, but they don't remember that the bishop preached, you can make it. The trial that you're going through, God won't see you through. You can make it. They won't remember that once they leave the church, but they will remember that I said going up yonder to be with my Lord. They won't remember. I feel good. I feel good. Oh, bless his name. Thank you, Jesus. Pray for my husband, Dr. Gregory Scott, that the Lord will open up a rehab facility for him to get what he needs to get his muscles built up so that he can take up his bed and walk. Oh, bless his name. One thing I will say, because I hear the enemy saying something, but one thing I will say to you listeners, if God don't raise him, it's not because God isn't able to do so. It's just that God has a will and a plan for our lives. He told you that in the book of Jeremiah. For my thoughts are not your thoughts, and neither are my ways your ways. He lets us know that I got a plan. See, this is where I need my Bible reader, because my reader could go right to that scripture for me and have it ready to read when I pause. But he said, I know the thoughts and the plans that I have for you, is to give you an expected end. God had good things planned for us. But it's the devil who slew foot, Lucifer, who comes to steal. His resume having changed, kill, and destroy. God never intended for us to be sick. And let me blow your mind even a little farther than that. He never intended for man to walk. Because he gave you everything that you need. The snake wasn't even poisonous. The lion might have had a roar, but it didn't have a bite. He made his creation to be in harmony with one another. That's why man is able to tame. Because God did that way. But the devil imposed upon Eve's mind and told her, don't listen to him. You will not surely die. In fact, you know as much as God. Come on. Eat thereof. And the Bible said, Eve, being the weaker vessel, she ate thereof. What God told her not to do, God angry by doing what he tell you not to do. We do it all the time. We commit adultery. We lie. We steal. All of those things God said, thou shalt not do. Thou shalt not covet your neighbor. Thou shalt not. Thou shalt not. And yet we do. But Jesus is standing, making intercession for our sin. Father, forgive them. Forgive them, Father. Forgive them. Who wouldn't serve a God like this? My desire and my prayer is that God will raise up my husband to walk again. Come back home, whole. But he knows the thoughts and the plans that he has for me. He also knows the thoughts and the plans that he has for Gregory. My desire, I pray, lines up with God's will that my husband return home. Walking, giving God the praise, giving God the glory. When the pastor from Florida called yesterday and told me yesterday morning at 8 o'clock that she had instructions for me, gave me the instructions. And I said, when I get to the hospital, Pastor D, I will call you. And I called her. And she prayed for my husband, and while she was praying, he was saying, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. While she was praying for him, he was telling God, thank you. Hallelujah. He said, amen. Glory to God. And I just stood there and just told God, thank you the more. Because there was a point that he couldn't speak to us. But God has done that. Mother Janie, I wish I could get you on the line right now to sing. Send me a text message. Let me know your line is free. I need to hear you sing. The Lord has done so much for me. He's opened doors. Call my sister. Tell her, give me a minute. Just let me call Mother. Just hold on for a minute. We're going to take a pause here. We need to get Mother on the line. Just a second, please. It's ringing now. Oh, bless his name. Mother,
hello.
I need you to sing, the Lord has done so much for me. He's opened the door. See, we beat the devil running. said, we couldn't get mother on at the appointed time, but look at God. See, that's how God is. If you give up, I could have set up for her line and still busy. We can't get mother on tonight. Just when you shouldn't give up, you give up.
Yes.
But don't give up because it didn't work the first time. I called mother 6 times and couldn't get her. So I rested and I waited. And when I moved this time, the line was open. Mother, please bless us with the Lord has done so much for me. He's opened the doors I could not see. Oh, mother, the line is yours. God bless you, Mother Janie.
Good afternoon, everybody. I don't know what happened, but somehow me and Pastor Patricia got cut off. Because I was right here, but I'm not going to belong the time. I just want her to know that we are praying for her and Dr. Scott. We are anniversary with Mr. and Mary Baptist Church. We are going to continue to keep in our prayer. And this is the song that she want to hear. The Lord have done so much for me, and he's opened doors I could not see. You better keep on trust him, 'cause his word is true. You know that he already done. Already done what he said he will do. The Lord have done so much for you. He have opened doors you could not see.
Bless his name.
You better keep on trust him.
Oh, yes.
'Cause his word is true.
Oh, yeah.
Don't you know that he already done?
Yes.
Already done.
Yes.
Don't you know that he's already done? Already done. Dr. Scott, he already done.
Yes.
Already done. Pastor Patricia, he already done.
Yes.
Already done. Said he gonna do.
God knows.
The Lord have done.
Sing,
so much for you.
Yes.
And you.
Yes.
He have opened doors we could not see. You better keep on trust him. You know his word is true. Oh, yeah. He already done.
Yeah.
Already done. Pastor Scott, he already done.
Yes, he has.
Already done what he said he will do.
Hey.
Oh, yes, he already done.
Yes.
What he said he going to do.
Yes.
Thank you, God. Thank
yes.
you.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, God.
Thank you. Hallelujah.
Thank you, God.
Yes, Lord.
Ooh, Jesus.
Ooh, I feel it, mother.
Oh,
I feel it. He's already done. Yes.
Already done.
Yes, sir. What he said he going to do. Oh, bless his name. I tell you. Now, that was confirmation right there that just because God didn't show up when you wanted him to, there's no reason to believe that he's not going to show up at all. Just because things are delayed in your life, it doesn't mean that you have been denied. I want you to know that tonight. You might be delayed in this situation, but you've not been denied. I had to tell a lady that just a few weeks ago. I had to get up out my bed and start dancing in the spirit because she was disappointed that she applied for a loan to buy a house. and they approved her for $100,000. She was hot. She was disappointed and downtrodden. Why she called me? She shouldn't have did that. But she did. And she was just, she said, they approved me for $100,000. I said, oh, thank you, Jesus. I said, oh, God, I thank you. God, I love you. Because I told you that God said you were going to be in your own house. God showed me you walking around in your own house and not going from one daughter to the next daughter with no, look here, 78 years old, living with one daughter a few weeks and another daughter the next week, living in this daughter's house to consider, Mom, I want you to go, and Mama, I want you to pay all the bills. I said, God showed me you in your own place. I said, now go for it. Go do something about it. She went and applied for the loan, and they told her they would give her $100,000. And she was disappointed because she wanted at least $250,000 to work with. She said, what am I going to do with $100,000? I said, you're going to give God the thanks. You're going to tell the Lord thank you for the $100,000. I said, $100,000 is not a lot of money, but you can tell God thank you. And when God sees that you can appreciate the little, he'll give you the lot. I said, who do you think you are to tell God that you don't appreciate $100,000? I said, God has already said you were going to be in the house. Now, you need to start thanking God. As a matter of fact, you don't have to thank him. I hopped up out my bed, and I went in a dance, and I blessed God for her $100,000. I said, now, you know why I'm dancing like this? I said, because you come back saying that you were denied. I said, because denied would have meant no dollars at all. I said, so you better try to thank God for the $100,000 and go looking. I said, because God can take a $500,000 house and drop it down to $98,000 and leave you with change to buy curtains. You better change your thought pattern about my God. No, but you reckon? She went to a realtor. And a realtor said, well, I can work with this. Let's see what can we find. Found a couple of townhouses. She sent me a picture. I said, ooh, that's beautiful. And then her daughter said, well, Mom, let me see what I can do with my realtor. Well, she called me last week. No. She called me, yeah, it was last Friday or so. And she said, I just want to thank you. I just want to tell you thank you because God has taken that $100,000 that I was approved for and given me, he's added to it. Now I'm up to $160,000 to go shopping for a house. She said, thank you for helping me to get my mind in perspective, for getting my mind focused. She said, because I really was not happy about, but when you pointed out that I should be glad that I wasn't denied to me, God has already done what he said he's going to do. I don't know who God is trying to encourage tonight, and the reason why I use the word try, because God don't have to try to do anything. He's God. He can just do it. But when we say God is trying, it's because your unbelief block what God's intentions are for you. When you don't believe, God's intentions become a trial. God is trying to bless you, but you won't receive the blessing. That's why the word try is there. God can just plain out bless you, but because you won't receive it, then it becomes a try. God got to get you out of the way of you so that he can get to you what he got for you. Get out of God's way and let God be God. Oh, I'm fired up here tonight. Move somebody. I say to the mountain in your life, move. Don't sing for me, mother, no song about I'm climbing a mountain. I'm not climbing no mountains. Because Jesus said it in his word. Go find it in the gospel. Look in that New Testament and you'll find what Jesus said. If you would but speak to the mountain and tell it to be thou removed and be thou cast into the midst of the sea, and it shall be done. Jesus never told anyone to climb a mountain. David said, I look unto the hills from whence cometh my help. For my help cometh from the Lord. Let's go to the gospel. I'm almost out of time. Let's go to the gospel. Psalm, division of Psalm number 30. Let's go there. I will extol thee, O Lord, for thou hast lifted me up and hast not made my foes to rejoice over me. O Lord, my God, I cried unto thee, and thou hast healed me. Come on, David, talk to me. That's what some of you should do. Cry out to God. Cry out and say, God, heal me. Heal my body, God. I'll give your name the praise, the glory, and the honor. I'll serve you. We want God to heal us, but we still want to live for the devil. What is so bad about living for God? Who supply your every need? The devil take everything from you. God blesses you with everything you got. Even the air that you breathe don't belong to you. It belongs to God. And you don't want to live saved, sanctified, and filled with the precious Holy Ghost. You don't want that. But you want to go to church on Sunday, step out on Monday. It's just a little habit that they acquired. You want to sing in the choir and serve on the board. That's just a habit that you've acquired. But living holy Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, you don't want to live holy. You just want to taste and see, but you don't want to continue to keep on tasting. You go to church on Sunday, come back home and live like the devil. It's okay though, right? Don't be caught dead without God. Let's go. Oh, Lord, thou hast brought up my soul from the grave. Thou hast kept me alive. You hear that? David is recognizing why and how he's alive. Because the Lord has done this for him. That I should not go down to the pit. Look. Sing unto the Lord, O ye saints of his, and give thanks at the remembrance of his holiness. Won't take me long. For his anger at all that thou shalt not, that we should not do. God's anger don't last for an eternity. Let the anger subside and give us another chance. He give us another chance. Lucy, see, for his anger endured but a moment. In his favor is life. Weeping, listen to the word of God. Weeping may endure for a night. But what happened? But joy cometh in the morning. And in my prosperity, I said, I shall never be moved. Lord, by thy favor, thou hast made my mountains to stand strong. Thou didst hide thy face. And I was troubled. See, God hid his face. He made the mountains to stand strong. That mountain that he wasn't supposed to climb, and yet he was looking at that mountain and trying to figure out how to climb that mountain, not knowing that all I had to do is call upon the name of Jesus and tell the Lord that I'm not climbing. this mountain, that I'm not going to move. I'm going to stand still, and I'm going to watch you move this mountain by faith, because with my faith, I see the mountain being dissolved. With my faith, I see God moving on my behalf. With my faith, I see God turning it all the way around. With my faith. I had to get up off my seat. With faith, I thought that God had forgot me, because the mountain was so great in my life. I thought you had forgot me, God. You made the mountain to stand still. You wouldn't let it move. I thought you had forgot me, God. Thought you had forgot me. My mountain's too strong, and you did hide your face from me. But just for a moment, God, because you just told me in the verse above that your anger is only but for a moment. But even though I'm weeping on the inside, God, I'm hurting. Joy is coming in the morning. I feel all right now. Oh, bless his name. Woo! Let me move on. Sickness in the family. Sickness in the house. Sickness on my job. People on my nerve. God, the mountain is standing before me. And I feel like you don't care. I feel like you don't care. I feel like, God, you don't hear me. I feel like, God, you don't see what I'm going through. I feel like, God, that you turned your back on me, God. I feel like you went in hiding against me, God, for this mountain. Won't move. Where are you, God? You told me that your anger. Glory to God is but for a moment. And yet this mountain stands strong in my life, God. Where are you? Where are you, God? Why am I going through this all the time? Why me, God? That's what we say. I'm not talking about me. I'm talking about you. That's what you say. That's what you do. And yes, I can throw myself in there, but I don't go in and have a pity party. I don't stay. I go in and I get my candles and I put it on my cake because I'm having a pity party. But then when I look at just how good God is, I throw candles away. I pull them out. I get rid of the candles. I don't even eat the cake of sadness and sorrow. I throw the cake out too. Because weeping may endure for the night. Yeah, Lord. Weeping may endure for the night. But joy comes in the morning. God, help me to get to morning, because your mercy and my new every morning, your faithfulness reaches unto the cloud. Joy, joy, joy coming in the morning. I'm just about done with this. Somebody tell the Lord, thank you. Somebody tell the Lord, thank you. Somebody tell the Lord, thank you. My joy is in the morning. My weeping is just about over. I won't have to cry about that any longer. My weeping is just about to close. Because joy, your tone is coming in the morning. It'll be over in the morning.
no need to worry what the night is gonna bring. It'll be all over in the morning, in the morning, in the morning. It'll be all over in the morning. I'm not talking about morning, as you know. 1 minute after midnight is considered morning. It's a new day. I'm not talking about that, but I'm talking about in your relationship with God. You don't need to worry what the devil is doing. It'll be all over in the morning. Our problem is we just don't know what time morning is. So therefore, like I said, we get our cake and our candle and we have a pity party. Instead of saying, God, I trust you. No matter what it look like, it ain't gonna always be like this. 'Cause God has done, he's already done what he said he gonna do. He's already done. God's already done. Hallelujah. God's already done what he said. Let's read. I'm almost done. Hallelujah. You know, my program is set for 90 minutes. I stopped at 60 sometime before. But give me a few minutes. I got to get this in here. He said, thou didst hide thy face. And I was troubled. David said, I was troubled, God, because my mountain stood tall, stood strong against me. I cried to thee, O Lord, and unto the Lord I made my supplication. See, God got a way to make you cry out to him. What profit is there in my blood when I go down to the pit? God, you can't get no glory out of me being in the pit. Come on. I belong in the palace. What am I doing in the pit? God, you get no glory out of that. Ooh, bless his name. Shalt the dust praise thee? Whoa. What a question David is saying. God, if I'm in the pit, you mean to tell me the dust? Right. Come on, God, you can't get no glory out of that. Shall it declare thy truth? No, it won't. Hear, Lord, and have mercy upon me. Lord, be thou my helper. See, we got to ask God for help. That's it. Ask him for help. Because you can't do this by yourself. You can't face that mountain by yourself. You got to ask God for his help. I don't care what that mountain is. If it's your children, if it's your grandchildren, if it's your husband, if it's your wife, if it's your sister, your brother, your co-worker, the pastor even. You got to ask God for help. My help be thou, my helper. Thou hast turned for me, my... Ooh, y'all better put a circle around this. Thou, I had to take my glasses off. Thou hast turned for me my mourning into dancing. Thou hast put off my sackcloth and girded me with gladness. That's what God will do for you when you cry out for his help. Let me close with this last verse, verse number 12. Psalms 30 is a short passage. To the end that my glory may sing praises to thee and not be silent. See, some of y'all, when God do things for you, too close mouth about it. You won't bless his name. You won't say, honey, God did that for me. They turned and did. The woman can say, God gave, they gave me. $100,000. And when I went and looked at a house, it was a little more than $100,000. She told me how much it was worth, like $112,000, $120,000. And so the realtor said, let's see if I can get this raised up for you. And God took it to $160,000. She had more than enough to get the house that she desired. The, I don't know if it's the one that I saw her parading around and giving God the praise, but the thing of it is, God blessed her with the house. That's the point. You gotta praise God for what you don't see. I'm preaching to myself now. I gotta praise God for what I don't see. I'm on the last verse. I'm on the last verse. That my glory may sing praises to thee and not be silent. Oh, Lord, my God, I will give thanks unto thee forever. David said, I will give thanks unto the Lord forever. I know the hour is late, but I want us to close out with this song. I want you to listen to the words of this song. Oh, bless his name. Ah, hallelujah, Jesus. Let me turn it up a little bit. The guy is coming into the airport. So while he's coming into the airport, I'm going to keep talking because he's talking to Fred Hammond. His name is Dwayne Harvey. And while he's doing that, oh, bless his name. We're going to get with it in a minute. Because he wrote this song, he said, during the pandemic. God gave him this song. So he connected with his friend, Fred Hammond. And he said, I got a little something. I need some help with it. So Fred told him, come on by. Listen to these guys. Listen to this.
It's already working for your good. What the Lord allows is what you need. Thank you.
Amen. What the Lord allowed, he's everything to you. You all have a good night, a blessed night, a prosperous night, knowing that weeping may endure but for a night, but your joy is coming in the morning. Go into your bathroom in your house. That should be your secret closet. No one shouldn't bother you in your secret place. Go into the bathroom. Shut the door. Turn the water on. Let the water run. God going to do something special for you. And look at yourself in the mirror and say, my morning is on the way. God bless you. I'll see you next week in Jesus' mighty name with a praise report. Oh, hallelujah. God is my everything.